Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, as I ended the program, I was quoting Pope Benedict and what he had to say about the importance, the absolute importance of following Christ. And we're summoned, he said, to begin the journey inward and upward toward the hidden true reality. And we must find that it is reality. We can only have faith in the risen one if we have encountered him. We can only encounter him by following him. Only if both things are true of us can we bear witness to him and carry his light into this world. Now, that was yesterday. Now, let me quote what Pope John Paul had to say. It is Jesus himself who takes the initiative and calls people to follow him. If you're baptized, God is calling you. Are you hearing him? His call is addressed first to those to whom he entrusts a particular mission, beginning with the 12, but it is also clear that every believer is called to be a follower of Christ. Following Christ is thus the essential and primordial foundation of Christian morality. Just as the people of Israel followed God who led them through the desert towards the promised land, so every disciple must follow Jesus toward whom he is drawn by the Father himself. Now listen to what else Pope John Paul says. This is not a matter only of disposing oneself to hear a teaching and obediently accepting a commandment. Doesn't mean just take, okay, yeah, I'll do that. More radically, it involves holding fast to the very person of Jesus, partaking of his life and his destiny, sharing in his free and loving obedience to the will of the Father. Listen to that again. This is not a matter only of disposing oneself to hear a teaching and obediently accepting a commandment. That's a start, but that's not what Pope John Paul is talking about. It's not what Jesus is talking about. More radically, it involves holding fast to the very person of Jesus, partaking of his life and his destiny, sharing in his free and loving obedience to the will of the Father. By responding in faith and following the one who is incarnate wisdom, the disciple of Jesus truly becomes a disciple of God. Jesus is indeed the light of the world, the light of life. He is the shepherd who leads his sheep and feeds them. He is the way and the truth and the life. It is Jesus who leads to the Father, so much so that to see him, the Son, is to see the Father. And thus to imitate the Son, the image of the invisible God, means to imitate the Father. Jesus desires to draw us by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the will of the Father, Jesus desires to draw us into union with him. But it means, Lord, I will follow you, and I will obey you, day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. That's what God is asking of us today. Right now, this grace of the Easter season is a call. He calls every day. But particularly in this season of incredible grace, he's calling you to be his disciple or to be more fully his disciple or to take the first steps in becoming his disciple. Don't just listen to this program and then go about business as usual. Open your heart to the grace that God literally desires to pour out upon you. Grace, remember, grace is God sharing himself with you. God is opening up his heart. In a certain way, God is making himself vulnerable to you today. Will you follow him? Not just for a moment, but may this day be the beginning of the rest of your life, a life in which you fully gave yourself to Jesus Christ and desired to be his follower, his disciple. The first reading today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 24 to chapter 13, verse 5. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So Saul is now sent out by the word of the Lord to the apostles for the work to which I have called them. Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and from there sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. Think about that remarkable change in Saul, who becomes Paul. Look at that remarkable change. Do you not think God wants to do the same thing in our lives? Psalm 67, O God, let all the nations praise you. Do you know there are still parts of the world that have never heard the gospel? Is God asking you to do more, even right here at home? As there are many people right here in our own country who have no faith, who have never been taught what faith is, who have never darkened the doors of a church. You don't have to go, though many people can and should, go to distant lands. Right here at home, you have soil that needs fertilizing. And it can only come from true disciples to stir up in people either a long lost faith or a faith that was never cultivated in them. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and from there to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. It was a remarkable time, brothers and sisters. Don't you think God wants to touch our hearts today? Don't you think he wants to reach out to the lost today? And wonder of wonders, he wants to use you. The gospel is the gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me, believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me, sees the one who sent me." He's speaking about the perfect union between the Father and the Son. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Remember Jesus saying that to Thomas. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Whoever sees me, sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. So even if you heard the word of God and do not observe it, I don't come to condemn you, I come to save you. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my word has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me. Jesus is being very, very clear here, brothers and sisters, very clear. Whoever believes in me, believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. Are you walking in the light of the Lord? Please, brothers and sisters, don't walk in the darkness of sin and hatred and unforgiveness and bitterness and jealousy and greed and pride. Stop. Stop. Right now. Stop letting those values and those priorities rule your life. Lay them down. And choose Jesus to be your guide, your word. And he, Jesus, by the power of his Spirit, will lead you safely home if you choose to follow him. He will lead you safely home. He will not discard you. He will not ignore you. He will lead you safely home to the Father. How deep is your faith? How strong is your belief? St. John Paul says again, it is Jesus himself who takes the initiative and calls people to follow him. His call is addressed first to those to whom he entrusts a particular mission, beginning with the 12. But it is also clear that every believer is called to be a follower of Christ. Every believer. Every believer. I emphasize that. It does not exclude you. It includes you. It is Jesus, says John Paul again, who leads to the Father, so much so that to see him, the Son, is to see the Father. Is to see the Father. Brothers and sisters, this is beyond our comprehension. God, the infinite God, wants to take you and me, poor, weak, sinful creatures, if we choose to follow him. He'll never violate our free will. But if we choose to follow him, he will make of us one who reflects the glory of God, one who reflects the presence of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God. God wants to help us fulfill the destiny for which he created us. Please don't settle for something less. I've said that often and I say it again. Please don't accept something less. It's never too late to begin. It really is not. If you turn your heart, your mind, and your will over to the Lord and you say, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to put aside those things that compromise my discipleship or that can kill my discipleship. I want to put them aside. Give me grace and strength. Help me one day at a time. Help me one step at a time. You pray that prayer and be faithful to it, and you will be amazed at what God will do in your life. He loves you more than you even begin to understand. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.